Once again, I want to say shalom. Blessed be God. This morning, I invite you even to look at the five marks of a true apostle. Paul is using the method that he calls self-praise. Self-praise means he is the one talking about himself. He knew it was not allowed. He knew it was a good, it was not a good method, but he opted to use it because the apostles were using it, and he wanted to bring back his children who have been misled and taken from the right path, and they had started they had stopped following him. And so he wanted to defeat the enemies of his gospel. These are the false apostle or super apostles, or those false servants. He called them servants of Satan, who disguised themselves. You see, one of the things that Satan was doing, or the false apostles do, all of them. This is a false. These cultic ministries, all occultic ministries, all of them. One of the qualities is that disguise themselves. To disguise themselves is to masquerade. Masquerade is to appear as though they are good. From the face, they look that they are good, but they are always having an ulterior motive, a wrong motive for the people. They are like Cain. Cain is one of them. When he wanted to kill his brother, what he did is that he appeared very good. He actually praised his brother. He said, "My brother, let us go to the field." I'm talking about Genesis 4. And when he had gone to the field, he killed his brother. So from the face, he masqueraded as a brother, as a good brother. As, you know, he disguised himself. To disguise is to mask. They mask themselves. And so, as good people. But they have got wrong intention, wrong motives. And so what Paul is doing was to expose them by giving them five lessons or five marks of Christ in him. One is the mark of character, which is the character of authority. Or actually, these are five characters. The five characters or the five marks of character. Character of a true apostle. One of it was what we called having authority. You see, authority he has is to build, not to destroy. Is the character to bring down all the lofty work or to knock down the works of Satan. And then he gave the second one is the character or the mark of conduct. He said why he was doing what he was doing, very good. He explained the basis or the rationale of his working, which he said it was to glorify God. It was for good of the Galatians, his children, and it was for his own growth and for the knocking down the works of Satan and false apostles. So the third mark is willing to suffer for Christ. Now he'll be able to bring out in this section, that is 1 Corinthians. This is the Corinthians 11. He will be able to bring down and help them understand from 11, chapter 11, from verse 16. He will be able to bring down the motive of his suffering. He will point out a few sufferings he went through. They look like he's boasting, and he says, "Yes, I'm boasting, but put up with me." But I want you to know that there's some very painful occasion or path I followed, but I did this because I wanted to follow Christ or to be truthful to the gospel. I wanted you to know that the true apostle is willing to suffer for the gospel. is willing to go through the suffering and trials because of the gospel. Then so he continued from 2 Corinthians 11 verse 16 again. He said, again, I say, don't think that I'm a fool to talk like this. You know, he had already boasted, and people who boast are fools. And he knew that you'll be taken as a fool because of boasting. However, because the people were speaking to his children had already put up with those fools, he said, let me also put myself in that category so that I can show you that I'm a better fool than them. If I can use that one. So he says, but even if you do, listen to me as you would do to a foolish person. Well, I also boast a little. Put up with me. I want to boast a little. Let's listen to Paul boasting because of the things that false apostles, super apostles were boasting about. And he wants his children to compare who is better in that, though he knew it was not good to boast. So such boasting is not from the Lord. He says that. But I am acting like a fool. People who boast over what they have done, they are fools. But let me do it a little because I want to credit something in your account. And since others boast about their human achievements, I will too. After all, you think you are so wise, but you enjoy putting up with the fools. He is being sarcastical here. That his children, the Corinthians, they thought that they were so wise, but they were accommodating fools. So let him also be part of the fool. So he knew, you're also going to accommodate me and you're going to understand me. You put up with it when someone else takes everything you have. Mm-hmm. You accommodate those who take things from you, those who take advantage of you, those who take control of everything you do, and those who slaps on your face. So he is saying, look at the people who do not have got good interest for you. They take advantage of you, they control you, they slaps you in the face, they steal your things, but then you accommodate them. Then he says, I'm ashamed to say that we've been too weak to do that. He said, look, we didn't do that. We didn't take advantage of you. We did not slap you on the face. We did not take control over you. We allowed you to be yourself. We knew it is God's will that people should be given, allowed, or permitted to be independent. But I didn't do that. He said, I was too weak to do those things. But whenever they dare to boast about, I'm talking like a fool. He's saying, whatever these false apostles dare to boast about, then Paul says, I'm talking like a fool, I dare to boast it too. Let's you hear him boasting. And then look, he says, the things they boast about, if we boast about, you discover that we are better than they are. And of course, he says, you are better because we never took advantage of you. Then he went to another category of boasting, which these people could not go because they were not willing to suffer for Christ. And Paul says a true apostle should be willing to suffer for Christ. Then he says, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they boasting because of Hebrews? I'm also a Hebrew. Are they boasting because they are Israelites? I'm an Israelite. Are they boasting because they are descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am speaking like a fool. I'm acting like a madman. He says, but I have served far more. So he continued now to bring a list of things that he suffered, which false apostles could not. And his children would be able to compare and see, yes, those false apostles could not. He said, I'm a servant of Christ. Are they servant of Christ? I am more. Why? I served him more. I've worked harder than them. I've been imprisoned more often. I've been whipped times without number. and faced death again and again. Then he get to very specific. Five different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 rashes because of the gospel. Are they willing for that one? He is now grounding them. He's now putting them down. As I said, that one of what he did was to ground them, was to expose those false apostles. Three times I was beaten with rods. Were they beaten? No. Once I was stoned. Were they stoned? No. But I was stoned for the gospel. If you want to ask to say what I've done for the gospel, three times I was shipwrecked. Have there ever been anybody shipwrecked going to reach out? No. Once I spent the whole night and a day adrift at the sea. I have traveled on many wrong journeys. I faced dangers from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jewish, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the desert, and in the sea. I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers, but are not. I have worked hard and wrong, and during many sleepless nights, I've been hungry and thirsty, and I've often gone without food. Now he's giving the things I've gone through for the gospel. I have shivered in the night without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then, beside all these, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my feeling that weakness? Who is led astray and I do not burn with anger? If I must boast, I would rather boast about the things that show how weak I am. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, who is worthy of eternal praise, knows I'm not lying. When I was in Damascus, the governor and the king Aretas kept guard at the city gate to catch me. I had to be lowered in a basket through a window in the city wall to escape from him. Now, Paul is actually giving the list of the things he went through, saying, I am willing to suffer for the gospel. This is the third mark of every true apostle. This is a list of all the things that Paul says, I would rather boast because of what shows that I'm weak. I would rather boast because of the beatings that I've gone through, because of the gospel, because of Christ. But these false apostles, they have not been able to go through that. Father, we thank you for this, that mark of a true apostle, willing to suffer for Christ. Help us, Lord, to be willing to go through the things that Christ has gone through, not because the marks of Christ are not enough, not because his beatings were not enough, but we want, Lord, to fathom the gospel, to proclaim the gospel beyond areas to the people who have not heard the gospel, in Jesus' name.